Here's your midday brief for Tuesday, January 24th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We report exclusively that the Biden administration is leaning towards sending a significant number of Abrams M1 tanks to Ukraine. That's according to U.S. officials. And the word comes despite military officials arguing publicly that the Abrams tanks require a substantial amount of training and logistics support and therefore aren't appropriate for this moment in the conflict. The announcement, which could come this week, would also be part of a broader diplomatic understanding with Germany, in which Berlin would agree to send a smaller number of its own tanks and approve the delivery of more German-made tanks by Poland and other nations. A batch of corporate earnings reports out this morning. Johnson & Johnson reported a 25% drop in earnings and declining sales for the fourth quarter as demand dropped for its COVID-19 vaccine. Meanwhile, General Electric profits topped expectations, driven by demand for jet engines and power equipment. And 3M says it will cut 2,500 jobs after reporting a 6% sales decline for the fourth quarter. And Everything Everywhere All at Once has emerged as a frontrunner for the 95th Academy Awards with 11 nominations, including a Best Actress nod for its star Michelle Yeoh. It was one of 10 Best Picture nominees, which also include All Quiet on the Western Front, The Banshees of Inisherin, The Fablemans, Tar, and Top Gun Maverick. The awards will be handed out on March 12th. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.